Craig, welcome to Breakfast with Refuta. I'm excited to chat to you, not just the MD, but you're also a cybersecurity expert, and so that's very helpful for us. How are you?
Morning. Well, and you, thank you.
Excellent. Not hacked yet. There are two perspectives that I'd love to get your ideas and your thoughts on. The first, of course, is what happened there at Transnet and the likelihood that we see this happening to more companies in South Africa. It seems as though the banks were the ones that usually are targeted, or media companies. And let us know, what is it that these hackers are looking for, and how likely is it that South Africa sees it again?
Okay, so with regards to what happened at Transnet, they kept their cards very close to their chest. We suspect it was a ransomware attack when you look at the signs or the indications of what happened. And ransomware really it's often cyber criminals that are behind it, doing it for financial gain. And they normally trick a user to click on a link or an attachment, which infects a computer, and then it ends up spreading and infecting more computers, servers, and more scarily nowadays, we are seeing attacks not just against what we know as, you know, the computers that we use, but against actual critical infrastructure. In this case, the port infrastructure. A few years ago, we saw attacks against nuclear facilities. Recently, the Colonial Pipeline in the States was brought down to a halt as well, hospitals, etc. So the actual damage or impact now is far more than just, you know, a slight inconvenience. It actually cripples a company at times.
And ransomware, does that refer, of course, to the response that you get, right? You get a phone call from one of these hackers saying, give us the money or we will not put you back on track? Or does it apply regardless of whether you actually have someone taking credit?
So ransomware is the extortion element of it. Similar to someone kidnapping someone's children and holding them hostage and demanding that you pay a ransom to release them. The same happens with a company's data, where, you know, every company nowadays is so dependent on technology and information to be available 24/7. And they know the value of this. And, you know, they lock it down with a very, very strong encryption key, which is basically impossible to break unless you've got the password.
One of the things that we spoke to a client of Transnet about, the Freight Forwarders Association, they were saying, you know, and I think he makes a good point, so many companies are victim to this by now, there should be some kind of a ransomware insurance. But what happens, for example, to us as individuals? For example, how does this kind of hacking impact me in terms of the potential loss of my data from a corporation? And then on a smaller scale, I imagine as an individual, I'm too small for somebody to even care to get ransom from me.
You know, that used to be the case a few years ago, where typically the big banks were the ones that are being targeted, or key government departments. But nowadays, we are seeing attacks happening against even nonprofits. Small nonprofits that are battling to survive are being targeted. We saw a million rand stolen about a year ago from a small nonprofit that we helped. We saw schools being targeted, where they infiltrate their email systems and where the parents pay, you know, at the beginning of the year, where they save their bonus to pay the school fees in advance. They hack into the emails and then they send out fake invoices to parents. One school we helped the other day, six parents paid their year school fee in advance to criminals, and they unfortunately have to repay the school fees again because, you know, they made the mistake of paying it to the wrong account. So everyone is under threat, all sectors, and this is really the important element that we're doing now, is just to talk about it and make people aware. And we could talk about some of the tips just now as well that you know, that everyone must be aware of.
Now, let's talk about them right away. What are they?
All right. So ransomware is just one of many attack vectors that are out there. With us all using social media and internet banking and everything that, you know, is now moving to online, especially with COVID working. The criminals know this, and there's a very, very well-established underground economy where you even get companies that manufacture the software and they provide it as a service with 24/7 support. So any wannabe criminal can basically go online and pay for the service, and they get a fully fledged, you know, attack ransomware service platform. They just literally point it and click a button. And so ransomware is just one of those elements. It really boils down to the individual. So often, you know, large majority of attacks are targeted to individuals where you receive an email that looks to be legitimate, and you click on a link or you open up an attachment and that installs malicious software. And, you know, it's not just the individuals that's a challenge. You know, companies also have to make sure that their systems are patched, so, you know, that the software is updated on a regular basis to close these vulnerabilities. They've got to have good backup systems in place. You know, in case this happens, then they can always resort to backup and recover their data. So the main thing is just to scrutinize every single email that you receive, hover over the links to make sure it is the legitimate sender that it is coming from. Companies nowadays, you know, or even individuals can have anti-malware software on their computers, which would typically warn you some of the times, not all of the times. But it really boils down to just, you know, common sense and just being extra vigilant and not just taking everything at face value and querying it, calling the person or the sender to validate that it actually did come from them, to be honest.
True. It's so opportunistic that common sense is really your best defense. Craig, thank you so much. MD of Wolfpack Information Risk on today's Tuesday, Tech Tuesday rather, Craig Rosenworn giving us some perspectives and some very simple tips to stay safe.